Principals warn the election of trustees who have conspiracy-driven views will be devastating for schools. They're worried about the number of people standing for school boards who are opposed to measures aimed at minimising the spread of COVID-19, such as face masks and vaccinations. Their comments follow the revelation a white supremacist is standing for a place on the board of a Christchurch secondary school. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen reports.
White supremacist Philip Arps was sentenced to 21 months prison in 2019 for sharing the video of the Christchurch terror attacks and has put his name forward for a trustee position at Te Aratai College in Lynwood. Voting for boards of trustees ends on September the 7th, but at many schools so few people are standing that no ballot is needed. Cherie Taylor-Patel from the Principals Federation says principals are worried by the number of nominees who strongly oppose vaccinations and mask wearing.
When parents are coming onto a board with that sort of agenda, it actually detracts from the work that we have to do in our schools. We need board members who are focused on what's best for students, how to support principals, teachers and their communities. And when the focus is not there, it can actually be quite devastating.
She says a few nominees are fully embroiled in conspiracy-driven misinformation.
I have heard of principals really concerned about one or two key parents and communities who are standing, who have had extreme views and who, you know, have been at protests, who have potentially been through the court system as a result of that.
COVID sceptic board members are already influencing some schools. RNZ is aware of one that refused to allow on-site COVID vaccinations earlier this year after some trustees said it would show disrespect to unvaccinated families. Liam Rutherford from Education Union, the Educational Institute, says most school boards worked through disputes about vaccines and masks, but at some it was difficult.
On the whole, we can be really proud of the job that our board boards and our principals have done in navigating that through, but there were some cases where boards made the job of a principal really difficult through a time where we just needed to sit back and focus on the health and safety of students.
He says school boards are no place for people who are not focused on the best interests of the school.
We want parents there that are there first and foremost because they're passionate about running the best school they can. It's not really designed for people that want to use it as a way of furthering their own political agenda.
Education consultant and former principal Tracy Liddell says most trustees do a good job, but those with axes to grind can cause huge problems.
It can be an agenda to get rid of the principal. It can be an agenda to get streaming back. It can be an agenda to get rid of all the Maori stuff. It can be wide and varied. It only takes one or two to completely derail a board and a school.
She says there should be more restrictions on who can be a trustee.
You would never have complete lay people governing a business that they know nothing about in the real world. So why it's acceptable in education, I don't know. So having professional chairs would be awesome. A lot of the issues would be solved right there.
The Associate Education Minister, Jan Tinetti, says it's up to school communities to decide who they want to represent them, and ministers should not get involved. The School Trustees Association did not respond to requests for comment.